This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, good work is good for you and good for business. That's the message to employers as North Yorkshire's Director of Public Health releases his annual report. Dr. Lincoln Sargent is making key recommendations about healthy workplaces and building a healthy workforce, and has been telling us more.
We identified that two of the critical issues for this age group is about creating healthy workplaces, since those of us who are employed, and quite a large number of people are employed by others and go to work and come back from work daily. One of the issues is about the workplace being health promoting. And so there's a recommendation about creating healthy workplaces as one of the key emphases of this report. The other emphasis of the report is about ensuring that the benefits of work are available to as many of our residents in North Yorkshire as possible. Generally speaking, being in good work, in productive work, is one of the most powerful influences on someone's health and well-being. And so helping people to be in work, to remain in work, even if they have disabilities, other illnesses such as mental ill health, for example, being able to be part of the workforce is an essential part of maintaining health and well-being in those people.
Yes, and I suppose it makes sense, really. If you look after your staff, you're going to get more out of them, and therefore business is going to be better.
Exactly. So we know that a lot of people in work suffer from work-related illness, and some of the most common are issues around back, neck, and muscle pain, particularly jobs that have to do with lifting and handling. But increasing the recognition that mental health issues in the workplace are very common. So stress, depression, anxiety in the workplace can affect people's productivity. It can increase sickness absence. It can increase what's called presenteeism, where people may be in work but not entirely fully in the job, as it were. And we know that simple measures to address some of those issues can increase productivity and be beneficial for businesses as well as for the individual employees.
So now that these recommendations have been made, what's the next stage?
So we've done the report in such a way that it's as a calendar for 2017. One of the things that we've included are some personal actions linked to each month of the year, and we want to make the report available as widely as possible so that employers and employees can use it as a resource to start some of these conversations going. We're also working with the Local Enterprise Partnership and other organizations in terms of developing a local workplace offer, which is about helping some of our employers to improve and develop policies that would help them to promote healthy workplaces, and also the resources that might be available to their workforce to help people to stop smoking, for example, to improve diet, physical activity. We want to work very closely with employers and some of the public health services that we commission to give people those opportunities to access those services through the workplace, for example.